Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to another hour of some of the world's most stunning works for the voice. This visit is called Master Creations of Choral Greatness. Julius Röntgen was a German-Dutch composer who received his early training from his parents and grandparents. Franz Liszt was so impressed with his talent that he was invited to a private concert at Liszt's home. Röntgen wrote a total of 8 motets for mixed choir a cappella using texts from the Old Testament and were created in the months of June and July of 1921. We opened the program with Kommt hier zu mir, Come here to me, all of you that love my bounty of sermons and feast on the milk and honey of the Scriptures. You heard the voices of the Netherlands Chamber Choir, led by Huey Grinoste. The text for Robert Parsons' motet O Pone Jesu is a compilation of psalm verses, each one beginning with the word O, like O Good Jesus or O Supreme Being. Please note, as you listen, the composer always presents the opening of each of the nine sections using block chords. Then, after each introduction, the choir moves into a polyphonic section. This is a very significant British composition and is presented here by Harry Christophers and the 16. This is O Bone Jesu by Robert Parsons, who lived 1535-72. What a masterful creation. O Boni Jesu, by British composer Robert Parsons, who lived only 37 years. Harry Christophers and the 16 engaged their voices in this very interesting piece of a cappella choral music. Next is more unaccompanied choral music, this time by another brilliant composer, Felix Mendelssohn. As you know, he wrote a lot of larger pieces, but his part songs for mixed voices continue to dwell in the hearts of all who perform or listen. Here is the Netherlands Chamber Choir offering a musical description of A Time on a Lake, Auf dem See. Joey Gunoste has guided the Netherlands Chamber Choir in one of the many part songs by Felix Mendelssohn, Auf dem See, On the Lake, music from a master composer offering choral greatness. What is it that makes us remember a choral piece when we hear it? Perhaps it's the melody line, or the various dynamics and pitches that offer tension and release, or is it the text, so important for singers? See what you feel after this beautiful description of roses. Can you feel the beauty? Can you smell the roses? Is it because of the singers? Ave Sol, the Riga Chamber Choir, sings about roses.
Roses,
That is the first time you have heard that song about roses. Did it move you? Was it beautiful? The composer was Adolf Ebel. The singers, the Riga Chamber Choir, Ave Sol, led by Imats Kukars. American composer Jennifer Higdon wrote that for the New York Virtuoso Singers, conducted by Harold Rosenbaum. The Lord's Prayer is one of 25 commissioned works written over a 25-year period for those very talented singers in New York City.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
You
Okay, what is it that makes that piece great? Is it the text of the 23rd Psalm that pulls at your heart, or is it that very acceptable melody by Franz Schubert that keeps us coming back to hear it again, or to pick it for a special occasion like a wedding or a funeral? Well, composer Max Reger was the Catholic who worshipped the Protestant J.S. Bach and who created several pieces for organ and choir in this idol's formal mode, but always in a personal, almost expressionistic and innovative idiom. When conductor Eric Erickson passed in February of 2013, at the age of 95, choral conductors and interpreters lost a friend and great teacher. And over the past several months, many articles and remembrances of this great choral leader have appeared trying to explain to younger singers and conductors the immense legacy left to us. Hear from one of the three CDs called Treasures, which contain music performed by the Swedish Radio Choir and Eric Erickson but never released, is another very, very strong choral creation by Max Reger and his composition of the Lord's Prayer text, Vater Unser.
Thank you.
touched? You heard Vater Unser, the Lord's Prayer, performed by the Swedish radio choir under the leadership of Erik Eriksson. Let's close on a lighter note, this time with the Stockholm Chamber Choir, also directed by Erik Eriksson. Two songs by British giants, What If I Ever Speed by John Dowland, and This Sweet and Merry Month of May by William Byrd. You have just heard two songs by British composers, What If I Never Speed by John Dowland and The Sweet and Merry Month of May by William Byrd. They were sung by the Stockholm Chamber Choir with Erik Eriksson on the podium, and you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again for more choral and vocal works to set your heart humming. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2016.